Trader Cobb
Crypto Podcast.
This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. First things first, I want to say a massive thank you once again. I am over the moon. We've just gone past Tim Ferriss in the investment section, I think in the business section as well. Currently in the US and different parts of the world, we are sitting now at number 2 in the investment podcast ranking. And also in the business ranking sitting, I think it was number 8. So I'm absolutely stoked beyond belief. Who would have thought after 6 weeks of talking in a microphone that we would have been so high? And I have you all to thank for it. So my massive thank you goes out to everybody, guys. You've been sharing it across your Slack groups. You've been sharing it across Telegram, your Facebook, your all the others. I was going to say MySpace then, shows my age. And it's helping this show to grow from strength to strength. And it's really, really exciting because when I get back from New Zealand, I'm currently in Wellington at the moment. When I get back from New Zealand, I'm having 9 days down here with the family. Still trading, everything's still going as per usual, just trying to take a little bit more time to play golf and go fishing. But when we get back, there'll be amazing interviews lined up with some very, very top class guests. And we're getting so many great guests coming through now that we're actually having to start to knock some of them back because we just don't have time. So again, please share it across all your social medias, all that sort of thing. And don't forget what you've got to do if you haven't already. You are depriving yourself of amazing content if you have not gone to TraderCobb.com. That is www.tradercobb.com. There is a free bi-weekly video newsletter. It's a pop-up at the bottom right-hand corner of the webpage when you log into there. Sign up to that. You just get 2 videos from me every single week with visual content, not just the audio stuff, guys. So plenty to do there. And as I look now at the markets, Bitcoin is sitting literally bang on 8,000. We've just moved down 7,999. We're seeing $8,015. Now, for those of you who are on the subscription base, you'll know that what I was saying is the pullback and what we do around this 8,000 will be very, very important in my view. And the reason why I think it's going to be important is because of the way of which we have moved up to 8,000. Now, last week we saw in about 1 hour, we saw a $1,000 candle. Bitcoin was sort of hovering around as we were talking. We were setting higher lows, we were setting lower highs. We hadn't had anything definitive to give us real direction. Well, that happened in 1 hour. And what's really interesting to me is what happens following that hour, because that big green candle, yes, it's a big green candle. Yes, it's positive. Yes, it put us back into a daily uptrend. And yes, we love it. But what is the story behind that? Well, 1 hour was all it took to make those gains. Now, we know in crypto that those gains can be lost very, very quickly. Just as fast as we can make them, we can break them. So I've been watching the last few days to see how price reacts around this 8,000. And to be absolutely honest with you, in the last 4 days, we have done just about nothing. We've moved up a little bit, and now we've come back down a little bit. We've not really moved too far from the high of the candle that was set by that 1 hour move. So what does this say to me? It says to me, do I have absolute certainty that the market's going to move higher? No, not yet. Do I think the market's going to fall? No, not yet. I have no proof of either theories, higher or lower, just yet. All I'm able to do is read the charts and look at what the momentum is currently telling me. Now, if I look at the 4 hour time frame, and when I'm trading, guys, when I'm looking at the markets, I'm looking at it in a visual sense. I use technical analysis to read the charts. I'm not interested in the news. I will read the news. I'll understand what's going on for certain things, but I don't trade based on news or rumor. I make my own decisions based on my years and years and years of trading experience in traditional markets. It works exactly the same in crypto. I'll let you know that. So, we had some really strong divergence on the 4 hour. It's pulled back to 8,000. Now, if we do see 8,000 hold, this could be our high or low on our midterm timeframes, our 4 hour and our 8 hour. These are the timeframes I like to look at. So the daily for me is my overall direction. All right. Then I move down the timeframes. Now, looking at the 4 hour, that's my mid time frame, because that's like my connection to the lower time frames, like the 15 minute, the 1 hour, and the 2 hour. It's also midway. I know it's sort of a complete midway, but it's sort of midway between the daily as well. So I've got the same amount of time frames above as what I do below that I actually monitor. So it gives me a really nice snapshot of that lower midterm time frame. If From the mid to the high, I've got the 8-hour, the 12-hour, and the 16-hour. And this is where I look for trades like Crypto Cradles, Fibonacci Boosters, and Bitcoin Breakouts for the mid to higher timeframes. And to be absolutely honest with you, I prefer to be trading Cradles between the 4-hour and the daily. That's my preferred time frame for that. I just find that they set up really, really nicely. It also gives me a bit more time to make my decisions. I don't need to be rushing around like a madman. It gives me a good stop, but not too wide and not too tight, that things can't get out of control quickly. I really, really like that time frame. And if I was to challenge you to go to a chart and have a look at the 4-hour time frame on Bitcoin right now, I think you'd be pretty clear and pretty understanding when I say this. We have moved to a higher high and we're pulling back right now. But as far as that, you can actually see that 4-hour spike, that big candle that was last week that pushes up to 8,000. You can actually see we haven't moved from there. I mean, the high of that candle, let me just tell you what it is right now, right? The high of that candle is 8,050. We're currently at 8,016. So you get my point. We haven't done a great deal since then. What we do next is really, really crucial in my view. Will we move up? Will we move down? Currently, we're sitting right there on that 8,000. And 8,000 on Bitcoin has been a support and resistance level in the past. It's not the most significant level, right? Okay, it's not massively significant, but it is the most significant level right now. And while we're above 8,000, the next level needs to be set. Let me just have a look, make sure I confirm that. The next level is really 10,000. There's a little bit at 9,250, but realistically, ladies and gentlemen, the next level, if we can hold above 8,000, is 10,000. There's a very nice $2,000 move in there. Now, that $2,000 move for traders can be taken in one of two ways. A, it can be traded on Bitcoin if we get the opportunities. But B, and I think what's been a really good strategy lately has been looking at some of the alts, especially against Bitcoin. Bitcoin hasn't had that period where it was not doing a great deal. It's doing the same again now. It's consolidating. When Bitcoin consolidates, opportunities arise trading against Bitcoin. Now, this is fantastic for building your Bitcoin stack if that's something that you're motivated by. Now, I'm also looking here across the top 10, and most of the top 10 is down, the exception being Cardano. It's really moved very, very strong, and that trend is an absolutely killer trend right now. There is no real resistance in the way on Cardano up until, and we're looking at it against, what am I looking at it against here, against Bitcoin. Oh, look, there's nothing up there until 0.4041. There's a long way to go there against Bitcoin, and it's a fantastic trend. Just to sort of bring you back to what I was saying before about trading against Bitcoin, another one to look at is Stellar. Litecoin starting to get some momentum, not so much with NEO. EOS, again, I'm looking for a daily crypto cradle in there. It's looking fantastic there on that time frame. Back into that cradle zone as well, guys. And look, NEM's actually got a bit of momentum now too. New economy movement has been sort of having, it was the darling of the top 10 for quite some time, holding up, moving very, very well while the rest of the market wasn't doing too well. And then it just got absolutely flopped back down. Now, I know a lot of people that I respect in this community, in the crypto space, really, really backing this project. And it seems like some of the issues that they've had were sort of, I mean, people say, oh, look, it wasn't their fault. Well, ultimately, if you're the CEO, if you're a part of that business and you released your tokens to a substandard platform, yeah, that is your fault. But let's all get over that. Is it a good product? Have they dealt with it well? And where are we going with it from here? Well, it looks as though the market has taken a big sigh and sort of going, look, mate, it's going to be okay. And they seem to have accepted that new economy movement is around. It's going to stick around because the market has started to trend back up. And let me tell you one thing. There has been some great little trading opportunities on this. It's trending like an absolute peach, pulling back into that cradle zone like you wouldn't believe, offering up opportunities. And recently one has, it's probably not the best example on the 4-hour, but it's getting close. So guys, there's a lot of opportunity starting to creep into the game. I'm watching Bitcoin very, very closely. What it does from here, I will be watching like a hawk, because really, will we break below 8,000? Will we hold above 8,000? That's going to be setting our sentiment for the next few days, I believe, and I'll keep you updated on every single show, of course. Don't forget, you've got to do this, guys. You have to do this, right? TraderCobb.com. If you like this content, you've got to get the video content. If you're not getting the video content, you are missing a trick. I also put out heaps of good stuff on there, like special events and bits and pieces. I'll probably have a webinar. When I get back from New Zealand, I will be putting on a free webinar for everybody to attend. So guys, I need you on there. www.TraderCobb.com. That's where you're going to get your video information. That's where you're going to get a lot more content from me every single week. And of course, jump across my socials as well. But it's on that email, guys. That's where it's at. Get that registration set up and get access to the free content, guys. And don't forget to share across your social media platforms as well, like you have been doing. And again, a big thank you very much. truly humbled by what you've done for me. I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to keep on putting out this content, and I hope you keep on enjoying it, guys. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.